Hey, it's your host, Simeon Gregory. I need you to go ahead and head over to MonsterSquadPod.com or find me over on Apple, Google, Spotify, Monster Squad Pod. The easiest way to find me, though, is to go to MonsterSquadPod.com before you listen to this episode, or you can finish listening to this episode. But I'm doing the rebranding, so you need to get on over there. Head on over if you want to continue to listen to me, because I'm going to be continuing to the post to this podcast a few more times, but eventually I'm going to wean off of it. So you need to get on over there. Thank you.
You know who to call when you have ghosts. But who do you call when you have monsters roaming around your neighborhood, eating up all the children who are tucked in their beds like little human burritos? The Monster Squad, a podcast that isn't afraid to check under your bed, a podcast that isn't faint of heart to delve into the darkest corners of your domain, a podcast that isn't scared to kick Wolfman in the nards. When strange things start to go down in your town, who needs a crucifix when Monster Squad has your six? Give a sinister scream for your host, Simeon.
Hi, I'm Simeon, the talking host.
Something happens to you when you leave this town. The farther away, the hazier it all gets. But me, I never left. I remember all of it. We made an oath.
Swear? If it isn't dead, if it ever comes back, we'll come back to it.
We didn't stop it.
Pennywise.
The clown.
We can't let it happen again.
I just got out of the theater watching 2019's It Chapter 2. It's currently sitting at a 66% on Rotten Tomatoes and a 7.3 out of 10 on IMDb. Defeated by members of the Losers Club, the evil clown Pennywise returns 27 years later to terrorize the town of Derry, Maine. Now adults, the childhood friends have long since gone their separate ways, but when people start disappearing, Mike Hanlon calls the Ethers home for one final stand. Damaged by scars from the past, the United Losers must conquer their deepest fears to destroy the shape-shifting Pennywise, now more powerful than ever. Pennywise, the dancing clown, in case you weren't quite aware of what type of clown he was. If you notice my intro, my hello to you, I played off of that. Just saying. This is an episode of Fresh Kill. We keep it short, sweet, and straight out of the theater seat. It's corny as fuck, but it works. So Fresh Kill is it's like a quick rundown of movies that are still in theater. Most are spoiler free, unless I tell you otherwise, and this one is going to be fully spoiler free. Stick around at the end for my rating and also a chance to win something free. I'm going to be giving away a DVD copy of the original miniseries It by Stephen King.
Welcome, little monster hunters, to an episode of Fresh Kill, where Monster Squad screens the latest horror movies from the safety of your own home. The screams are still echoing in the air. The goose flesh is still raised on the skin. The blood is still spilling hot onto the floor. Listener discretion is advised.
All right, what are we dealing with here? Well, has nothing to do really with the movie itself, but right away, before the movie even starts, you get tricked with a trailer from the DC Universe. You see red balloons floating, bunch of red balloons floating, and it shows the DC Universe symbol or whatever, and you're like, wait a second, what the fuck? DC Universe and It? Fucking Pennywise is crossed over to the dark, dark side of the DC Universe, but then it's just a trailer for another, whatever. I don't even know. Who cares? It's like something Suicide Squad or something like that related. Who knows? Who cares? I certainly don't, because it kind of was just like kind of weird to have right before the movie starts, but you got to do what you got to do to promo your movie in there, I guess. So I'll just get right into it, because this is a spoiler-free one, so I can't really give away anything, but the acting is really good in this. So you get a full array of acting from a bunch of talented actors. It feels pretty good for some people more than others, but I'm a Bill Hader fan, so of course I enjoyed him and his comedy. His comedic timing is perfect in this movie, and there is a lot more comedy elements to this movie than more, I would say, more funny than frightful, for sure. There are some scares in here, some creepy moments. They do it well for the most part. They do follow the old looky-loo. I'm going to call it looky-loo, where you go into a room or you go somewhere and the setup is creepy and nothing happens, and then it comes from behind. The looky-loo, so it's making you look ahead. You get the character and you see and get nothing out of it because there's no scare, and then the scare comes from behind. So I don't know. That's probably not even a term, but I'm making it up right now. Other than that, the pacing. So the pacing in this movie is kind of interesting, because I was trying to figure out, why does it feel like the pacing is not very good? Why does it feel subpar to me? And then I was like, why am I not immersed in this movie? And I don't want to go down like a negative rant, because this is more of just my own personal perception and opinion. And I was just feeling not in it. I was not in it to win it, for sure, with this movie, but it wasn't a bad movie. I did some thinking, and I actually figured it out during the movie. So the movie is almost like 3 hours long. So I was able to do a little bit of deep reaching, a little bit of, I would say, cinema philosophizing, as far as figuring out, why am I out of it? And I don't know if it's a good thing or a bad thing, but I was able to figure it out during the movie. Somewhere in the second act, I was able to figure this out. And you know what it is? It is the constant jarring of from grown-ups to children. So they do the grown-up version, and then they cut to their childhood, their previous childhood, and then it goes back and forth. And there's a bunch of... I just want to say, just like it takes me out of it when you're constantly going back, where this could be like a montage event, or just keep it to a minimum, but they kept on doing it. And then they would separate the characters and the character. This felt so formulaic. I disliked it. So take a character, let's just say, Bill Hader, he would go off on his own. Well, then he would go into an area. Then it would show the current state of that area. Then it would flash back to the childhood state of that area. The childhood event would happen in that area. Then it would cut back to adult version event would happen in that area. Cut, copy, paste, whatever. Cut it, paste it for each character. And it went through all of the characters. Okay, I can't just say how disappointing that is for such a high quality caliber movie, because it was high budget, well made, well shot, well acted, funny, spooky in some parts, but I would say the spook factor on this one's kind of mediocre. But they failed in execution of this movie. And I don't know what to say other than when you're going through the editing process, actually pre-editing, because, I mean, yeah, this is a lot of work for an editor to fix after the fact, kind of. But do you look at this? Do you sit and as you're writing this, do you say, hey, I'm kind of putting a formula in here, and it's not even a 2 + 2 = 4 for the audience. This is a 1 + 1 + 1 + 1 + 1 + 1 + 1 + 1. And I'm just going to go follow this formula and I'm going to show you what's happening. And, I mean, it plays out all right. If you didn't watch chapter one, right before, or it's been a long time since you've watched it, the scenes where they cut back, it does kind of work up until it doesn't, and it gets old real quick. That's all I gotta say about that. This movie does go into a little bit more of the backstory of Pennywise, which is very interesting. We get some backstory, we get some origin, the Pennywise origin. Which I'm going to say that without giving anything away, this is not giving anything away, because it doesn't explain it or show it in the movie at all. So this is my own just personal thing. But Pennywise becomes this thing that they show you kind of where it came from. And then, of course, the title It. Delves further into it as far as the actual entity itself. And you're like, oh, okay, well, and of course I haven't seen the original It in so long that I couldn't even tell you if they went into this aspect, but for some reason I'm thinking that they did not. So yeah, keeping the spoiler free, would I recommend it? I would say if you are a Pennywise fan, shoot from the hip, go see it. You won't be disappointed if you waited until this came out on video. It's definitely a video watch or rental watch. I'm kind of torn between a 3 out of 5 and a 3.5 out of 5, which would be a 6 or 7 out of 10 on this film. And it was enjoyable. I'm going to give it a 3.5 out of 5, which is a 7 out of 10 on the 10 scale itself. So yeah, go check it out if you want to. If you're on the fence, I'm not going to say for sure go ahead, but definitely if you're a Pennywise fan, an It fan, even a Bill Hader fan, just go out. I would probably go see it. It is hefty on the movie length time. The runtime is almost 3 hours. So with previews and everything, you're going to be looking at like a three or a little over 3 hour stay in the theater. So be ready for that as well. So, all right. That's all I'm going to say about the movie. I'm going to just, let's see, for the giveaway for the DVD, if any of you want to participate, this podcast, well, I should say the rebranding of this podcast is really new, so I don't expect too many people to participate. So if you want to, I mean, your odds of winning, it's ridiculous. Ridiculous how easy it is to win right now. Whoa, what happened there? But anyways, yeah. So get on Twitter, and which is Monster Squad Pod is the Twitter name. So get on there, jump on there. You can also get on Facebook, which is also the same, Monster Squad Pod. And just say what, just post something tagging Monster Squad Podcast. Just say something like, hey, if I was a clown, I'd be called this clown or whatever. So, you know, Pennywise the Dancing Clown, which is a kind of freaking ridiculous name. The Dancing Clown, I guess, but it's not that scary. But anyways, you can make up anything you want. It doesn't have to be freaky or scary, but what type of clown would you be called? The title of your clownhood. And so I'll pick somebody that I like, that I like the term that they use for their clown, and then I'll reach out, get your address, and ship you out that free DVD. All right, stick around, and for the end of this, because we do have some stuff about following and future stuff. Oh, one more thing. Please, if you can, support. This is an indie podcast, so, you know, I put all of my own money into running this podcast, money and time, so editing and all that stuff too. So jump over to Patreon, support that if you can, Monster Squad Pod. And also, if you can't do that as far as become a Patreon, then at least, you know, share, comment, follow, subscribe. Those all equal, it's like the equivalent of an author. If you can't do something like fully buy all their stuff, well, maybe the one thing that you can do is, you know, give them a review off the one thing you can. So it's kind of like equivalent of that, just by following and sharing and talking about it. So do what you can. I appreciate it all. I'll scream at you later.
Pledge your support and join the fright at patreon.com/monstersquadpod. For otherworldly perks, be sure to follow Monster Squad on Facebook and Twitter at Monster Squad Pod for gory giveaways. If you're brave enough, head over to monstersquadpod.com for even more frightening sounds that will haunt your ear canals. Subscribe and sleep tight. Don't let the boogeyman bite.